When General Motors, Toyota, and Ford decided to pull the plug on their electric vehicles, it seemed to toll a death knell for cars powered by batteries. But there's still a charge left in the fledgling technology. Today, there are a number of small startups trying to resurrect the electric vehicle, though most of the models are just for city driving or very expensive. But as Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports, there is one car company called Phoenix Motor Cars that's rising above the others, with plans to sell long-range, relatively affordable electric vehicles, in the coming year a pickup truck, and in 2008 an SUV.
In a building on the outskirts of Los Angeles, engineers test and tweak Phoenix Motor Cars' first run of electric sports utility trucks. Salesman Brian Bliss points out the slanty headlights framing a V-shaped black grille.
It is similar in size to like a Chevy Colorado. So this is a true mid-size truck vehicle, very roomy. It's a little bit more round and edgier, much more futuristic looking than a lot of boxy trucks have been historically. And the interest with the looks and with the capabilities has just been astronomical.
Most electric cars, though not all, have been small, like pumped-up golf carts or sporty two-seaters. But both Phoenix models can fit five passengers plus cargo.
These are full-size cars compared to any gas-powered vehicle you'll see on the road today.
Phoenix thinks it can offer a bigger car because it's using a new battery. It gets its batteries from a chemicals firm in Reno, Nevada, Altair Nano. The company discovered a battery chemistry that solves the not-so-little problem of lithium batteries getting too hot and bursting into flames, like the laptop batteries recently in the news. Phoenix CEO Dan Elliott.
The lithium titanate, or nanosafe battery, removes the carbon content from the battery. It takes the graphite out. And by doing that, it cannot, because of its physical chemistry, get into a thermal runaway issue. So you can't actually have that tremendous heat up and then a fire like you see in a standard lithium-ion battery.
Altair Nano says its next-generation lithium-ion battery solves a few other problems that may have helped kill the electric car. With a high-powered charger, not something you would have in your home, you can charge the car in less than 10 minutes instead of 7 hours. And the batteries seem to last the life of a vehicle, 20 years. Evan House directs the battery program at Altair Nano.
You can take the energy out very quickly, and you can put it back in very quickly. And the life does not degrade. It's a quantum leap. It's a paradigm-shifting leap.
Phoenix is starting to get the kind of celebrity attention that startups can only dream of and that helped launch the Toyota Prius a few years ago. Here, actor Ed Begley praises the Phoenix Altair Nano combo at a clean vehicle show on the Santa Monica Pier.
We've been waiting for the breakthrough in batteries, and I believe it's happened with these wonderful lithium-ion batteries that do not have the graphite in them. It's totally different. They don't have the heat issues that lithium-ion have had. I think we found the holy grail of batteries.
But Phoenix is still ironing out the kinks. Mechanics worked down to the wire to have one SUV ready for reporters to test drive. They worked so long they had to leave the shop without charging it, so they brought along their mobile charger. But it turns out bringing a diesel generator onto the Santa Monica Pier for a clean car event is a no-no. The idea of a new electric car and this new battery technology does have its skeptics. Marshall Miller, senior development engineer at UC Davis's Institute for Transportation Studies, is one.
Lithium-ion batteries have been around for a while, and we have tested them in our labs for at least 5 years now. And the properties of the batteries, with the exception of cycle life, have not changed significantly. The real problem has been the cost and potentially the cycle life. Big question is, as you bring the price down, how low can you actually get it? And is that price low enough to make it mass marketable? And I think that's something that no one really knows at this point.
Phoenix is selling its trucks and SUVs for $45,000, which will still be a loss for the company in the beginning. Another question is whether Americans just catching on to hybrids will want to buy a battery car, even if it can go as long on a charge as a car goes on a tank of gas, because then you'd have to recharge. But Phoenix foresees a day when you could go to the gas station for either a fill-up or a charge-up, and either would take the same time. Altair Nano Senior Vice President Roy Graham says major automakers are showing interest.
Given the technical characteristics of the batteries, all of the hybrid vehicle manufacturers and the plug-in hybrids and all the electric vehicle manufacturers are all over us. So you can assume that we're talking to a lot of the major players as well.
Phoenix Motor Cars says it will deliver its first electric pickups in the spring. They'll be available to municipal and commercial fleets and go 100 to 130 miles on a charge. Consumers will be able to buy the trucks and SUVs beginning in 2008. Those vehicles will have a double battery pack and go twice as far. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet.